loose them and bring them. I want to talk to you about your deliverance ministry that the Lord has called you into. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ for great grace over each and every one of us. We ask for godly wisdom, knowledge, insight, understanding, and discernment in this ministry that you've called us into. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. In the book of Matthew chapter 21, we see the triumphal entry, that is, Jesus Christ riding into the city of Jerusalem, on the back of a young donkey. However, before he rode into the city, he gave his disciples some instructions that I think have some very significant evangelical principles for us to use today. Let's look at verses 2 and 3 here in Matthew chapter 21. Jesus says to two of his disciples, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me." Verse 3, "And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." Now, how does the untying of a donkey relate to the what ministry I'm called into, the deliverance ministry? How does this relate to evangelism, that is, bringing people to Jesus Christ? Well, let me tell you, but first we need to understand a few things. First, deliverance ministry relates to pulling down satanic strongholds that may be in your life or in another person's life. Whoa, that sounds scary. I don't want to go there. Well, unfortunately, you don't have a choice. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Our war, our battle, our struggles are with Satan and his forces. That's just the way it is. Remember back in Matthew chapter 10. In verse 5, Jesus sent out his disciples commanding them to do certain things. In verse 8, some of the commandments are listed. Jesus said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons." Elsewhere in the Bible, when Jesus sent out 70 other disciples, they returned with great joy. In the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 17, their response is recorded for us. The Bible says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.'" We have been commanded to cast out demons. So how does all of this relate to Matthew chapter 21 with the untying of the donkeys? Well, let's again look at verse 2. Jesus said, "Loose them and bring them to me." You see, there are people all around us that are severely bound and tied up in the snares of the enemy. Perhaps there are people that you know that are constantly struggling with depression or alcoholism. They just can't seem to free themselves. They're tied up. They're bound up. Well, what does Jesus say? He says, "Loose them and bring them to me." Depression, alcoholism, whatever sin somebody's dealing with, you fill in the blank, is not from God. It is from the enemy. The enemy does not want us set free. So how do you loose people from their bondage? Well, you ask if you can pray for that person, and if they agree, you cast the enemy out in the name of Jesus Christ. For example, you might say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, spirits of depression, you are commanded to go. You may never return, nor may you ever be replaced. We close the doors to satanic oppression and seal it and cover it in the blood of Jesus Christ." Upon hearing those commands in the name of Jesus, the enemy must flee. Then the second half of our scripture today, "Bring them to me," Jesus said. Once the enemy is removed, you need to bring them to Jesus. The enemy would love to come back. And in Luke chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, the Bible says that they can return, and the state of that person may become worse than what they were originally. How do you avoid that? You bring them to Jesus and begin to clean up everything that would give the enemy a stronghold. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, please use me mightily to set people free, operating in your name. I pray for godly wisdom, knowledge, insight, understanding, and discernment in these areas of ministry. We bless you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.